What's up, Dolphin Universe? Chris from Perfectville Podcast here. You've heard of Amazon.com, right? Of course you have. Did you know that you could help the Perfectville Podcast just by shopping on Amazon like you normally do? It's seriously this simple. Just go to WelcomeToPerfectville.com and click the Amazon link on the right-hand side of the page. Then, shop like normal. That's it. All done, no tricks, gimmicks, or fees to you. And just for taking that added step, you're helping kick back to the show for things like microphone upgrades, pop screens, server space, future show merchandise, meetups, tailgate banners, and more. So next time you're hitting up Amazon for back-to-school supplies, a Ryan Tannehill jersey, or that Fuck the Jets bumper sticker, do it through WelcomeToPerfectville.com and help out the show. Goodbye from Perfectville, and go Dolphins.
Welcome to Perfectville. Dolphins, welcome back to Perfectville. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm excited. This is the first official preview of the Perfectville 2016 Miami Dolphins season. Chris Cullen, how are you feeling, buddy?
Dude, so amped. It's football time. Like, we're literally talking about a game. Like, this is awesome.
Yeah, I'm sick of talking about the what-ifs and what-coulds and all that fun stuff. I mean, we're going to continue to do that, and thanks again to the audience that continues to grow. Subscribers right now are in the hundreds and hundreds of people that listen to every single episode, and I mean that. Thank you very much from the bottom of our hearts. We got a lot of fun stuff coming up. I'm going to be going to a lot of different games, especially here on the West Coast. So if you're going to be in Seattle, you're going to be in Los Angeles, you're going to be in San Diego, feel free to get a hold of me at perfectvillepodcast@gmail.com and let me know. We're going to have some banners made up. We're going to be doing some tailgating, an actual Perfectville tailgate here on the West Coast, Chris. It's going to be amazing.
That's fantastic, man. And, you know, football's in season. I'm here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Last week, the Panthers had their fan fest. And the first thing I saw, and this is just really just me venting and knowing football started. First thing I see is a fucking picture from the Panthers, like official Panther Twitter page. And standing in the crowd for Panthers fan fest were three Steelers fans and a Giants fan. Oh. That's the kind of shit I was talking about in my hateful 28. And I had to tell you.
Yeah, those guys were probably hardcore Panther fans last year during the Super Bowl, and they went back to their original allegiance or whatever, you know, flavor of the week they want this week, in this case the Steelers and the Giants. But it's going to be fun, man. We're talking actual football. We are actually going to be previewing the New York Giants Miami Dolphins preseason game coming up here. By the time you listen to this, it'll be a day or two away. It's going to be amazing. And well, it's going to be preseason. Maybe I should temper my enthusiasm a little bit, right, Chris? I mean, it's not going to be amazing. It's week one preseason. But what's cool about it is, you know, we're going to see our team actually go hit another team. We're going to see a litmus test of where we're at right now. And, you know, usually there are certain things you want to see, you know, you want to take a look at, you know, it depends on the team. If you're the Green Bay Packers, you know, you're really not too worried about Aaron Rodgers going out there and doing anything. If he throws five interceptions, you're probably not going to be too concerned. But for us, we have so many changes. Now, our quarterback is the same, and we have some, you know, same roster players from year over last. But we have a new coach. We have a new offensive coordinator. We have a new defensive coordinator. We have a new stadium. We have a new offensive, structure. We have a new defensive structure. We have all kinds of new things going on, as well as rookies that are looking to make an impact right away. I mean, we were lacking talent in certain areas that the rookies that are coming in, even the third, fourth, and fifth rounders, are looking to not only make the team, but actually make an impact on the team right away. So we have so many different areas within the Miami Dolphins to keep a look, you know, to keep an eye on and take a look at week one of preseason. I don't even know where to begin, Chris. I'm gonna defer to you. Like, what's the first thing? What's the thing that you're looking forward to the most?
The most I'm looking forward to is Adam Gase. And it's for me, it's to see him, his show, him get the cobwebs out. I'm interested to see how he handles things like timeouts, any kind of challenge opportunities, how he interacts with the referees. Anytime you're a coordinator on a team, the head coach is always the mouthpiece. So he's never had that opportunity if he was pissed at something, at a bad call on Jay Cutler or a holding call that was missed when he was on the sidelines with the Broncos. I'm interested to see his demeanor on the sidelines. Now it's week one of the preseason. I doubt we're going to see full-fledged week one regular season Adam Gase. And they're not going to give away a lot, but I'm interested to see how Vance Joseph plays his defense, if he's going to blitz at all, if he's going to do all kinds of different stunts, anything like that. It's really – I'm excited to see the chess match, which is odd to say in week one of the preseason. But I'm just excited to see Adam Gase on our sideline as our head coach, since I've been really high on him all offseason.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously one of the biggest, if not the biggest factor in terms of the changes that we've had from season of last year to this year. And you're right. In general, I think that's probably the biggest thing that we're all going to keep an eye on is just how he – and you're right. I mean, how he manages a game. If we find ourselves in a scenario where we're in a two-minute offense at the end of the first half, probably with our backups at that point, and we've got two timeouts, how is he going to utilize that? Is he going to put us in a position to go for a touchdown, or is he going to put us in a position to at least get into a field goal range, or is he just going to continue to run generic plays to get reps for everybody, which is,
yeah.
Is he going to play situational football, or is he going to stick to the game plan of we're going to get X amount of reps, we're going to run this play X amount of times so that people get practice and, you know, learn their technique, et cetera, et cetera. And there's – I'm not saying one way is right or the other, but I kind of want to see how he's going to handle those types of scenarios once the fur starts flying, as they say. And for me personally, I'm actually really concerned. I brought this up on the last episode. I'm really concerned about the running backs now. I mean, I like our running backs. I like Jay Ajayi. I like the Arian Foster signing. I'm excited about Kenyon Drake. I think those are going to be the three main contributors as long as they can stay healthy. But that's the key, is can they stay healthy? And I'm excited to see how we're going to use the running backs, because I don't think we're going to see our full offense. I mean, most football teams don't do that in preseason, at least not until game three, where they start to game plan a little bit. But I do think that we're going to see some different formations, and I'd like to keep an eye on the running backs and see how they're being utilized. Are they being utilized as decoys? Are they being utilized as an extra blocker? Or are they strictly being more running backs in terms of getting the ball handed off to them and, you know, running either inside or out? Or are they going to be legitimate receivers? And I think we know the answer to that, but it would be nice to see how they're actually going to line up our different running backs and use that personnel package.
Well, yeah, and I agree with you. The running back's interesting. I'm interested to see if Gase even takes a risk and puts a guy like Foster out there. Ajayi might not even get a lot of reps because of his bone bruise he's coming off of. But both those guys are well known in college and in his NFL career for Foster of being very well and versatile in the passing game as far as picking up blocking and catching and making something happen. So, yeah. I'm excited to see Gase, how he sets up the pass, how he sets up the run. Definitely excited to see these running backs behind this more revamped offensive line. I'm excited to see Laremy Tunsil on his first NFL appearance and a guy like Jerome Bushrod to see how he handles a guard position. So, yeah, really excited. And, of course, the running backs, one thing, if Kenyon Drake can play, he's been doing well. Hopefully he's healed up from that couple injuries he's had. But, of course – your biggest thing coming into any kind of a preseason is the rookies, right? Because they're going to play the most. Landry's not going to play a lot. Pouncey's not going to play a lot. Tannehill's not going to play a lot. I would love to see someone like a Rashawn Scott come out, or Brandon Harris that were just signed and very, very, very rare chance of making this roster, come out and do something and step up and make a play, blitz and cause a fumble. Brandon Dowdy come out and throw a couple of touchdown passes and like steal the second backup position from Matt Moore right out from under him. I would love to see something like that. Like a Jordan Lucas, 6th round pick from Penn State, cornerback, played safety last year. I'd love to see him step up, make a couple big hits, maybe get a pick. One of these young guys step up in a position of need, and this is their time to shine. They're going to get the majority of the snaps. And as a diehard Dolphins fan, football fan, I don't turn it off after the starters leave. In fact, I watch more intently, because these guys at the bottom end of our 53-man active roster are going to be the difference between us going to the playoffs or being another 5-11 team.
Yeah, and you're right. Especially, you know, we're so excited for football right now that week one preseason might as well be the Super Bowl. I'm watching every single snap, and I'm going to be sitting there with a pen and paper making notes. And for the record, it's Jermon Bushrod, by the way, not Jerome.
Well, I was so concentrating on getting Dowdy right that I missed Jerome or whatever.
Something tells me you looked and saw a 6'5", 300-pound black man and went, that's Jerome.
Don't you dare paint me as racist, sir. Don't you dare.
I'm not. We're kidding here on Perfectville. There's some lightheartedness here every now and then, as you guys know. But no, I again, kind of, you know, I don't want to beat the I don't want to beat the proverbial dead horse here when it comes to the running backs. But I'm interested to see beyond those three that I named who steps up, because there's going to be a lot of snaps and a lot of playing time for, especially if one, if not more, of those three players that I mentioned, Jay Ajayi, Arian Foster, and Kenyon Drake, can't go or do not play or elect to not, you know, not dress for that game. There's going to be a lot of snaps for the running backs behind them. And I think there's going to be an opportunity for one, if not two of those folks to possibly even make the team, depending on the health of those running backs. So I do want to see what Isaiah Pede can do. I know what Daniel Thomas can do, but maybe he can fall the right way instead of the wrong way and get out of everyone's way when he does that. And then some of the other guys, I mean, somebody like Damian Williams, who I think still has a shot to make the team. I think he might be a little bit behind the curve for this year, but somebody like that who has some pass catching abilities, this might be his time to shine. He might be, you know, the star of week one here on preseason because of injuries and just maybe precautionary reasons for the other running backs not playing. I also want to see, like you said, some of the rookies there, and in particular, Laremy Tunzel at guard. I want to see what Jermon Bushrod can do at guard. And I want to see, quite frankly, I want to see the reclamation projects of Dallas Thomas and those two other idiots that played guard.
Billy
for
Turner
us. Yeah.
Jamil Douglas.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum. I want to see those two guys and see if they've gotten any better. Can they just stand there and get in the way of the defensive line that's in front of them? I mean, that's what I want to see. I want to see if they can just somehow just slightly alter the path of the defensive linemen, because they haven't been able to do that in the past. And I don't know if it's a, you know, if it's a talent thing or if it's a technique thing or what, but it, that those are the two areas on offense that I'm really going to be looking at is the interior line play and the running backs.
Well, I'm excited to see Jakeem Grant. And reason for that is Darren Rizzi came out last week and said, he literally like name dropped this game. He said he can't wait to see Jakeem Grant under the lights when it matters in the NFL, because he didn't really return punts in college and they really want him. He came out and said it. They want him to take this job. They want him to take the kickoff return job and the punt return job so they can lower the load on Jarvis Landry and let him concentrate on being the best receiver in the league and let Jakeem Grant, somebody with his short stature, but his speed and his quickness, his agility and his knack for finding the hole and making the big play. If he can step up and have a big game, I fully expect either a broken play, slant, long touchdown from a Dowdy or a punt return or kickoff return for a touchdown that's going to amp these fans up like crazy. The message boards are going to be going nuts and he's going to be a fan favorite. And I fully expect him to have like one of the bigger games on Friday and step up when his number's called.
He does look like a Jerome, by the way. I'm just looking at photos of him right now. No, but you're right. Jakeem Grant, you know, that's a guy who's been tearing it up in camp. I think he's the name that keeps popping up. He's kind of like that weasel, you know, on the golf course. You're like, oh, you again. And you know, I didn't expect this much buzz around him. And I think maybe it's because he's so small that people are maybe paying attention to him a little bit more. But I would like to see what he can do and who he's doing it against, because that's the other part of this equation. You know, we can get really excited about some of our offensive players and what they're going to do against the New York Giants possibly. But are they going up against that defensive line that now has former Miami Dolphin Olivier Vernon? Or are they going up against the guy who's going to be fixing the brakes on my car in 3 weeks? You know what I mean? So
right.
We want to keep it all in focus too as to, okay, great. Are they looking great? But who are they looking great against? On defense, quite frankly, this is going to sound a little bit odd, but I kind of want to see our defensive line do exactly what they did last preseason. If you remember, one of the biggest shockers for me last year was how bad or how poorly our defensive line played early in the season after having dominating appearances in preseason. I mean, we had a joint practice with the Carolina Panthers where the Panthers coaches actually came
They're
over to the Miami Dolphins and said, hey, can you guys tone it down? You're kind of making us look really, really bad right now. And we were just running kind of generic plays. And I was excited. I mean, with Sue and Cameron Wake and all these guys that were there last year, Once we got to the regular season, they didn't play bad. And I think if you were to look at their numbers at the end of the year, you go, okay, they were very respectable on some level, respectable. But I want to see them do that again. I want to see them dominate the way they dominated the line of scrimmage last preseason. And that's our strength on defense, and I want to see it be a strength. Because if that goes bad, I'm telling you guys right now, our defensive backfield is not a strength. I mean, we have Rashad Jones, and that's about it in terms of guarantees back there. Everyone else is a question mark, whether it's due to talent, experience, or inexperience, or just injuries. In some case, you know, two or three of those things. And our linebackers are a little bit suspect. I mean, we're signing street free agents off the, you know, right off the sidewalk here right now. So we've got some injury issues at linebacker. We've got some injury issues at the defensive backfield position. So I really want to see our defensive line, at least early. I want to see them, the first teamers I'm talking about, come out and dominate, stop the run, stuff it at the line of scrimmage, get some pressure in some base packages. So you mentioned, are they going to blitz? Is Vance Joseph going to throw some blitz out there? I'd love to see it, because I'd love to see us, you know, as much real football as I can see. But it would also be awesome if we can just have our defensive line get pressure with their 3 and 4 man fronts, if at all possible, too.
Absolutely. And that's where you're going to be successful in the NFL, especially against passing teams and especially against teams like the Patriots. We always had success against them, even when we didn't have good teams in the early 2000s and mid 2000s, when they were perennial Super Bowl contenders, because we can always get pressure on Brady with four guys. And if you can do that and free up the other guys to watch in the backfield and make plays and not have to cover as long, you're way light years ahead of where you need to be. One position I'm looking at, I'm staying right there with you on the defensive line, and one position in particular, these guys have been battling all camp, and that's second year man Jordan Phillips and Earl Mitchell. They both have come straight out and said, I want to start. Earl Mitchell has been earning a lot of the first team reps, but Jordan Phillips is that type of guy in practice, might not show up, but in the game, he could absolutely dominate. And people were calling him a steal last year at the second round when we got him out of Oklahoma. He just took plays off. If he can wake up after being a year into the league under guys like Sue and us bringing in the veterans like Chris Jones, Mario Williams, and Wake, seeing him rehab, if Phillips comes out and has an insane game, I love to see that challenge and that back and forth between those guys. Competition breeds greatness, and I'm excited to see little battles like that, like a defensive tackle between Earl Mitchell and Jordan Phillips.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I mean, those individual battles to see who can actually be a bigger contributor for the team, at least early on, and hopefully they can push themselves to be better. And that's what you need. I mean, that's what you have training camp for, whether you have question marks on who's going to be the starter, who's going to be the backup, or who's going to be, you know, a huge cog in that wheel on the defensive line. So that's one of the matchups you're going to be taking a look at. I do want to see what Kiko Alonso can do.
Yep.
The guy's got a lot of talent. Yeah, and I think we agree. I mean, the guy's got talent. His problem has always been injuries, and I don't expect him to play too long in this game since he is a starter. What do you think, Chris? About 2-3 series on both offense and defense? Are they going to go a little bit longer than that, or you think they're going to go less than that, or is that about right?
I think it's all a crapshoot. I mean, if they come out and dominate 2 sacks and then, like, pass defense or an interception, Gase might pull all the starters. I think linebacker and defensive line is definitely the strongest, I guess, out of the positions on defense, where he can afford to pull them out and bring in, Neville Hewitt and Zach Vigil if he's healed. But when it comes to defensive backs, I mean, Tony Lippitt should play most of the first half. These guys need to play and get experience and get out there, because they need to get under the lights and get this experience under their belt. I really want to see Byron Maxwell play. I don't think he'll play long either, because he is, quote unquote, a veteran coming off a bad year for the Eagles. But we signed him to we took on a big contract of his. Bobby McCain, if he's healthy, I would like to see him play. But really, yeah, I don't see Kiko and Jelani Jenkins and Misi playing that long. We're going to see a lot of Jason Jones. We're going to see Chris Jones. We're going to see a lot of the other guys, like Jason Jones and Tony Lippitt and Jordan Lucas, guys like that. And that's why it's exciting to watch this. You know, you're not going to see big highlights from the superstars like Odell Beckham all game, but where we're watching, guys like me and you and fans of the show, we're watching these guys that go from no name to superstars and really stake a claim to a roster spot.
I agree. I agree with what your assessment on who should be playing and for how long. I think the defensive line, if they come out early and do exactly what I want them to do and what we expect them to do, which is put pressure on the quarterback and stop the run, they need to get out of there as quickly as possible. We don't really need to afford to have injuries hit Sue or Wake. I don't even know if Wake's going to play or any of the other guys on there, like you said, Jordan Phillips and some of those guys. I do want to see our cornerbacks, even the starters, go a little bit longer. I think they need reps. I think they need to get out there and work with one another. I think it's a little more important for that unit than it is the defensive line at this point. And on offense, you know, the wide receivers, I'm good with them. Devontae Parker, if he plays or not, that's fine with me. But, you know, Jarvis Landry, get in, get a couple reps, get out. Ryan Tannehill, same. Running backs and tight ends, you know, rotate them in and out. Make sure you can do what you got to do with them. Which, by the way, goodbye, Jake Stoneburner. You're no longer with us. We didn't even mention that recently.
But yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, bye. What a great name. What a great football name. But go back to doing whatever it is you do, burning stone. but one of the things that I also want to see that I'm keeping a keen eye on is, you know, you mentioned some of the rookies, Jakeem Grant and Kenyon Drake and some of those guys, even the guys on defense, is special teams. And it's often overlooked, even when we're talking about regular season, and usually don't talk about special teams unless they've done something wrong or something incredibly great. And you know, quite frankly, that doesn't need to happen on either end for me. What I'd like to see is who's actually going to be back returning punts and kicks early, because I think those duties used to be Jarvis Landry's and are no longer going to be Jarvis Landry's. So I'd like to see who they have, who's going to be their preference in terms of going back there, returning kicks and receiving punts and all that fun stuff. And then I'd also like to see our kicking game, because our kicker last year, who's so generic that I can't even remember his name right now.
Andrew Franks.
That guy like does my taxes like that. You've seen that guy. But he was okay. I mean, he wasn't terrible, but he wasn't great. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he wasn't anybody that, in my opinion, I think you can find better. But if you don't, then you're fine with him. But I'd like to see him. His range seemed a little short last year to me. He seemed like anything after 50 yards, and we're kind of going, okay, maybe we need to punt or we need to go for it. I'd like to see him, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm remembering it incorrectly, but I'd like to see him get his range out a little bit further. I'd like to see if maybe he can be a little more accurate from beyond 50 yards. So that's the other part I'm looking at is what is our field goal kicker doing, and who's returning the kicks and punts?
Yeah, and they brought in competition for Franks, and from all – reporting, Franks has had a really good offseason and good training camp. He's making a lot of his kicks. I think I saw one where he was good for 57, I think, in practice at one point. But his long last year was 53. He was 13 of 16, good for 81%. 16 is a very low number, I think, as far as field goal attempts. Like, we were going all or nothing. It seemed like we were either like getting in the red zone and scoring, or we weren't even coming close and we're punting. One thing for sure is Dar is one of like the best punters in the league. We replaced replaced Brandon Fields with him, and a lot of people were scratching their heads at that point, but now it looks like a great move. And yeah, me too. I'm excited. I don't know if Landry's not going to have those positions, more along the lines of the coaching staff doesn't want him to have it. They want someone else to take it from him so they can get him out of there and lower his injury risk and get somebody in there that can really cause some damage and not have to worry about them losing reps on the offense side of the ball.
Well, the bottom line, Chris, is I'm just excited to have football back, even if it is preseason, even if we only see the names that are actually going to be on the team at the end of preseason for like 2 minutes, and then we have a bunch of scrubs in there. It's going to be the Miami Dolphins versus the New York Giants, and I'm looking forward to that. New segment here. We're going to try this out. Since we are actually in the playing season of football right now, we're going to call this, let's call it Ridiculous Predictions.
Let's get ridiculous!
And I think what we're going to do, nice. Chris, is you're going to pick something that you think may happen, but most likely will not. And I'll do the same. And this could be a score. This could be a play. This could be, a zombie apocalypse cracking up through the middle of the stadium while they're all playing. It doesn't matter. It's a ridiculous prediction for you and me. So why don't you go ahead and go first? Why don't you pick something, and then we'll go from there.
I'm going to predict it right now, and it's going to happen. Okay. Olivier Vernon will sack Ryan Tannehill the very first play of the game, and he will get up and do the peewee dance as an homage to former teammate Jared Audrick.
So we're going to have former Miami Dolphins defender Olivier Vernon sacking current Miami Dolphins quarterback Ryan Tannehill, and then channel his former Miami Dolphins teammate, Jared Audrick, who's now playing for the Jacksonville Jaguars, by doing the Pee Wee Herman dance.
It's going to be a Dolphinception.
That's ridiculous.
That is absolutely a ridiculous prediction, and you are right on board. We just made this up right now, ladies and gentlemen, and Chris pulled that out of I don't even know where, South Carolina, and presented this to everybody. So well done. I don't even know how I can even follow that. That's
quitting, by the way. If that happens, I'm just going to quit and go travel around with a carnival and just be a palm reader.
If that happens, yeah, I'm just going to go. What are the Powerball numbers again there, Chris? That's incredible. I think here's what I think is going to happen. Here's my ridiculous prediction. I think Adam Gase is going to be so meta and so forward thinking that we're not going to see a generic offense out there. We're going to see a full blown offensive scheme on the very first play. We're talking a double reverse Statue of Liberty lateral heavy punt on first down.
That's ridiculous. You're insane.
That's what we're going to see, ladies and gentlemen. The old Randall Cunningham special. Starters. We're just going to have Ryan Tannehill in a shotgun. He's going to have Jarvis Landry coming around. He's going to toss it to Jarvis Landry after it's been hiked. Jarvis Landry is going to throw it to Devontae Parker, who's coming around on the double reverse. He's going to stop like he's actually going to throw it down the field to Kenyon Drake, and he's going to lateral it back to Ryan Tannehill, who's going to run around to the left-hand side. And he's very good when he runs to his left and throws, and we're like, holy shit, we got a tight end wide open. And then he's going to fire back, and he's going to punt it.
I mean, you said ridiculous. I mean,
we need reps for the defense, Chris. And if Adam Gase is like, you know what, we need to get as many reps as we can. I can't afford to have three of these plays on offense. I'm getting rid of this ball immediately.
Adam Gase just drops his headset and stares at Vance Joseph, and he's like, "Your turn. Your play.
Your move."
And then Vance Joseph comes out, and the whole defense just lays down and lets him score.
There you go, man. Those are the ridiculous predictions for this game. I like it. We've got the Pee Wee Herman dance from former defender channeling his other former teammate from another team. And then we're going to have a punt on first down. So let's see. I think yours might be a little more realistic than mine, but we'll see what
happens.
Although
it's Vernon. Instead of doing a Pee Wee, he'll probably just elbow drop Tannehill and get a 15-yard penalty.
I like it. So realistically, though, a player of the game, I mean, it is preseason, but who do you think is going to be the actual star for the Miami Dolphins?
Well, I'm actually excited to come out with this because I don't think we talked about him not once, but it's somebody I'm actually super, super excited about. And I think the player of the game is going to be Leonte Carew. Yeah, wide receiver from Rutgers, third round pick, gave up a lot for him. Haven't heard a lot from him in training camp, but he might be one of those guys, especially once the first teamers come out. He's going to really solidify himself as a number four and number five receiver on our team.
He's going to be like the mystery tag team partner in wrestling. Like everybody's forgotten about him. And all of a sudden his theme music's going to hit and he's going to show up and just dominate in the second and third quarter.
It's Carew.
Yeah. He's going to rip off his mask and you're like, holy crap. Yeah.
It was me, Austin. It was me all along.
So Leonte Carew is your player of the game for week one. I'm going to go defense and I'm actually going to go, I think I'm actually going to go with the defensive lineman. I'm actually going to go with the guy that you mentioned earlier. I'm going to go with Jordan Phillips. I think I think he's motivated, like you said, to be a starter. He's a second-year player. He was the guy who got the first sack of the season last year in regular season against the Washington Redskins. And he's motivated to be a bigger part of this team. And I think he's got the skills to do it. So I think he's going to come out and he's going to be playing against some first-teamers and second-teamers, which I think might help his cause. But I'm going to go with Jordan Phillips here on defense.
Nice. I like both. If either guy can step up this season and help this team, it only makes us better depth-wise.
Yeah, and before we go, because this is the preview of the AFC East Miami Dolphins against the NFC East New York Giants, who share a stadium with the New York Jets, as you guys know, and New York Jets are part of the AFC East, and I would be remiss. It's probably our most popular segment, Chris. I mean, I hate it, but you love it, and the fans love it. Why don't we spend a second talking about the AFC East?
This is a second on the AFC East.
New England starts preseason this week.
That was a second on the AFC East.
There you go. Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, from 4 months ago. The other teams will play too. Well done, Chris. Yeah.
Season starts. I really don't care about them at this point.
Yeah. It's not really on our radar because we're talking Giants, Dolphins. But this is Perfectville. You guys can go to welcometoperfectville.com and check out Write Travis Write, Travis Wingfield, the hottest blogger for the Miami Dolphins on the internet every Monday, every Thursday, going through the different positions, going through the actual AFC East opponents, as well as doing game analysis and all that other fun stuff. Check it out. Once you're there, also click on the Amazon.com link. Go to Amazon.com through that link. Buy all of the shit that you don't need but you think you do. And it helps out the website. It helps out you guys. It helps out the show. It helps out everybody. So why would you not do that? Because you guys love us. And since you love us so much, follow us on iTunes. Give us a rating. Give us a review. Helps get this show out to more people. This is the best Miami Dolphins podcast on the interwebs. And we want to get it to as many Dolphins as we can. So you guys can help us out there. What else can you do? If you're going to be at any of the West Coast games, San Diego, Los Angeles, or Seattle, let me know. Email us at perfectvillepodcast@gmail.com. We'll get you a part of the tailgates that we're going to be doing there. We're going to be taking some fan pictures. We're going to be talking to fans before and after the games while we're out there. It's going to be a great time. And other than that, Chris, anything else you want to talk about?
Next time we talk, we'll be recapping a football game, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, everything that we talked about will go horribly wrong. Yep. We'll be pulling the bags out from our logo and sticking them over our heads. And we'll be bona fide Miami Dolphins fans during the season now. I'm looking forward to
it. I'm excited, buddy. And thanks to everybody for listening.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. And goodbye from Perfectville.